Good morning to you, Jack.
Well, good morning.
Okay,
Alex.
This is some pretty serious stuff. Give me an update on what we know.
Well, we think it's probably an MH-47E. It's the kind of CH-47 twin-rotored helicopter that's frequently used in special operations. The report from Hamid Karzai was that it was a special operations helicopter, and it was engaged in an operation against a built-up area. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for shooting it down, but it's not clear whether or not it was shot down or it just crashed. You remember when our operation went against Osama bin Laden, one of the helicopters there, its rotor clipped the wall inside the compound, had to be replaced by another. It's easy to shoot these helicopters down, but they also crash with great ease. But the 38 people killed in one crash, one incident, a huge number.
Where are we getting the information about the helicopter being shot down?
Well, that's coming straight from the Taliban. Taliban claims responsibility for every casualty and every helicopter, every aircraft that's lost, and every mechanical malfunction Taliban claims responsibility for. But it's not outside the realm of possibility that, in fact, they are responsible for it. Helicopters are extremely vulnerable, especially when they're landing and taking off. They're going 0 miles an hour. They're easy to shoot down on or near the ground with small arms, automatic weapons, with rocket-propelled grenades, which are typically used against ground stationary targets, and even with shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles, many of which we gave to the Taliban years ago when they were fighting the Russians. It remains to be seen right now whether or not it crashed or was shot down. Right now the word is that it crashed, but at the end of the day it doesn't really matter. You've lost 37 lives, 38 lives.
Absolutely.